KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A group of civil society organizations says it's appalled not only at the threats issued by U.S. President Donald Trump against South Africa, but by what it's calling his dangerous lies. Trump has accused the South African government of confiscating land and treating certain classes of people badly. The group of civic organizations that has reacted includes the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, Corruption Watch, the Helen Suzman Foundation, and the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, alongside the Desmond and Leah Tutu Foundation. The Campaign for Free Expression's Nicole Fritz says Trump is trolling South Africa and its leaders.
It is hard to believe that the US president, leading a country that is an important economic partner of South Africa, would have the time and inclination to essentially troll this country and its leadership. We don't believe that our response will necessarily have sway with President Trump, but it is important to correct the record that he seeks to distort and falsify.
At the same time, the referendum party says it's delighted at the international criticism which the ANC's policies are eliciting, according to it. The party's leader, Phil Craig, says for far too long, the ANC has been able to carry out what he's calling nefarious activities under the cover of Nelson Mandela's international reputation.
The timing couldn't be better for RP, who's currently promoting our non-racialism bill, which will be submitted to Parliament shortly and which will render all race-based policy in South Africa illegal. It also makes the fight for Cape independence significantly easier, and as things stand now, international recognition, a key requirement for secession, increasingly looks like a foregone conclusion.
As Zimbelo KZN Wildlife says, that one of the three lions that were on the loose in northern KZN has been killed. Lions were first spotted in the Gluckstadt area last month, where they killed some of the residents' livestock. As Zimbelo says, search dogs managed to successfully trace the lion's movement in the same area yesterday. Spokesperson Musamtambo says professional hunters pursued the three big cats, but killed one of them. He says the search has been suspended until another sighting.
As the dogs followed the trail, two lions suddenly appeared at a distance from where the armed team was stationed. During the chase, a third lion appeared nearby, and the dogs shifted their focus to it, allowing the professional hunters to destroy it. The remaining two lions escaped into a nearby bushes.
And South African banks have yet to be sufficiently transparent about the fees they charge customers. This is what the Financial Sector Conduct Authority has told Parliament. The authority, Sindisi Wemakubalo, says they've also identified the need for banks to improve their complaints management practices and address cybersecurity issues.
When we look at some of the fees that are charged by the banking sector, we do pick up a lot of inconsistencies. In some areas, the lack of transparency in really getting the customers to understand what type of fees am I charged on. So that there's a lot of work that we're doing as the FSCA, and I must state that the aim is not really to set caps.
The top story, a group of civil society organizations say it's appalled by not only at the threats issued by the US President Donald Trump against South Africa, but what it's calling his dangerous lies. At the same time, the referendum party says it's delighted at what it's calling the international criticism it claims the ANC policies are eliciting. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Nedbank Cup round of 16 dates and venues have been confirmed. The Paul Royals take on Cape Town in the Betway SA20 qualifier later today. And England under-19s 193 for 7 in their first innings against the SA under-19 side at T on day 2.